This morning's sermon is called The Voice in the Wilderness from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 28. As we continue to go through the Gospel of John, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. Just a little background on our passage before we begin. So far, we've been introduced to Jesus as the Word, the Light, and the Life, the eternal living God, the second person in the triune Godhead, the Son of God. This morning, we pick up at verse 19, and the Apostle John starts out with telling us the story of Jesus' life in the world. From verse 19 until the end of this gospel, Apostle John mentions the statements that Jesus made. He talks about the works that Jesus did, and he talks about the miracles that Jesus did, and he continues this all the way to the end of the gospel, all the way to the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In this morning's passage, the Apostle John is writing about John the Baptist, who was born witness of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, the prophets always prophesied about the Messiah coming. Now, John the Baptist tells the people, he is among us. He is here. He is with us. The early church had great success in sharing the gospel. They believed it, and they shared it with passion. John the Baptist, as we find out as we go through this gospel, was a very passionate preacher. Jesus said in Matthew 11:11, he said, "Assuredly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist." That's from our Lord Jesus Christ, saying that about John the Baptist. Very high praise from the Lord. Let's go ahead. We'll go through this passage. I'll read it, and then we'll discuss it. Again, to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 28. Now, this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered and said, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now those who were sent were from the Pharisees, and they asked him, saying, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose." These things were done in Bethabara beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Amen. Interesting exchange between these religious leaders and John the Baptist as we read through this text. Let's go through the Word of God. Let's take a look at verse 19. It says, "Now this is the testimony of John," as he's talking about John the Baptist, "when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem and asked him," John the Baptist, "who are you?" Now, when the Apostle John refers to the Jews, he's referring to the religious leaders during this time, not the Jewish people. He's going to bring up the Jews, you're going to hear 70 times, 70, in this gospel as we go through it. He's going to refer to these religious leaders as the Jews. Again, he's not talking about the Jewish people. He's talking about the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, the priests. So John the Baptist, his ministry down at the Jordan River, baptizing people, went on for about a year. Thousands of people were coming to John the Baptist to be baptized. They were confessing their sins before the Lord, realizing that they needed a Savior to be saved from their sins. Jerusalem was the religious capital. It was where these religious leaders were, and they wanted to know what's going on down at the Jordan River. All these people are just flocking to this man we do not know and being baptized. So as the text says, they sent some priests and some Levites to go find out. Go find out what's going down at the Jordan River and bring us back some word. They wanted to know. It says in the verse, the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask John the Baptist, "Who are you? Who are you? Who do you think you are? Why are you doing this? Who are you?" These religious leaders wanted to know. John the Baptist was very popular. Thousands of people came to John the Baptist in the middle of nowhere by the Jordan River to be baptized. And these Pharisees started to wonder, "I wonder if this is the Christ, the Messiah. Or maybe it's Elijah has come back. Or maybe it's the prophet that Moses wrote about in Deuteronomy." So they didn't know who he was, but they saw thousands of people being baptized by John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist was a man that God greatly anointed. Greatly anointed. And he had one message: repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was John the Baptist's message. When Jesus started his ministry, when he was about 30 years old, Jesus said something very similar. One of the first things that Jesus told the people: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel, which is in Mark chapter 1, verse 15. During this time, people hadn't witnessed this type of enthusiasm, this type of passion for spiritual things, and the people took notice. They were like, wow, they bought into John the Baptist's enthusiasm and his passion. The people viewed John the Baptist as someone who worked outside of the religious system that they were used to in Jerusalem. He had no schooling, no degree, but he was passionate. He was a passionate preacher, and the religious leaders wanted to know, "Who are you? Why are you doing this? Who do you think you are?" John the Baptist wasn't like these fake religious leaders who looked so clean on the outside, but was so dirty on the inside. He was different. John the Baptist was different from these fakes preaching a different gospel, laying burdens on people. The Bible says that John the Baptist was dressed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate for food, locusts and wild honey. He was different. He didn't look like those holy priests over there. He looked different, and he was passionate. Most of these religious leaders, these Pharisees and these Sadducees, they were lost in a false religion system. They believed in a works-based gospel, that the only way to get to heaven is I have to earn it. So they laid this burden upon all the people. They had a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. And due to their ignorance, they seek their own self-righteousness instead of submitting to the righteousness of God. This was the problem with these Pharisees and Sadducees. During this time, priests never preached. They never preached. They helped out with their rituals. They had their traditions that they did, and they read some scripture. But John was preaching. John was preaching to the people. He was different. He was passionate. So these religious leaders come to him and say, "Who are you? Who do you think you are preaching like this?" And John the Baptist tells him in verse 20. He tells him who he's not. Let's go to verse 20. It says, "He, John the Baptist, confessed and did not deny, but confessed. He said to them, 'I am not the Christ.'" If you think I'm the Christ, the Messiah, I am not the Christ. John made it clear to them, I am not the Messiah. And in verse 21, they continue to press him. And they asked him, John the Baptist, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." When they asked him, "Are you the prophet?" they wanted to know this because they knew the first five books very well in the Bible. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15, Moses told the people, "The Lord your God will raise up a prophet like me from among your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear." Prophet is capitalized in the scripture and is none other than Jesus Christ. This is a prophetic reference to Jesus. That's why they asked, "Are you the prophet?" Not a prophet. "Are you the prophet that Moses wrote about in Deuteronomy?" John the Baptist said, "No, I am not." Did you notice with every question in this text, John's answer got shorter and shorter, right? He starts out, he says, "I am not the Christ." And he says, "I am not." Now he says, "No." These guys were probably getting on his nerves, would you say? Right? They're just pressing him. And his answers are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Now we're going to find out when we get to verse 26 in this passage, it tells us that Jesus is standing nearby in the water and watching this whole conversation between these religious leaders and John the Baptist. He's listening to this conversation going back and forth. And probably Jesus is probably smiling, watching this go on, and John the Baptist is aware of it. He sees the Lord as these false religious leaders are talking with him. Just my thoughts. The Lord is probably smiling. Then let's carry on to verse 22 and 23. It says, "Then they said to him," John the Baptist, they're not going to give up, "Who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?" John answered, "I am the voice in the wilderness, crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now, John the Baptist, if he was full of himself, which he was not, he could have answered this a lot differently. He could have said, "I'm the son of the great priest Zacharias," who you guys know. He could have said that. Or to take it one step further, John the Baptist could have said, "I'm the guy who the prophet Isaiah wrote about 700 years ago." Or he could have said, "I'm the guy who the prophet Malachi wrote about 400 years ago. That's me." No, that's not at all what John the Baptist said. He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. I am the one." I love this. I love this part of the passage. John said, I'm just a voice, just like you and me. Just like you and me. We are just a voice crying in the wilderness, in the world, telling others about Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen? I am just a voice for the Lord. The Bible says, as Christians, we are to be a voice for our Lord. We are to be a testimony of Jesus Christ. Scripture says we are to be an ambassador of Christ. And John the Baptist says, I'm just a voice. Nothing more, nothing less. You know, you guys have heard me say this before. We didn't get saved to sit. Amen? We didn't get saved. This treasure that we hold dearly in our heart, we've been saved. Not to sit, but to tell others, to be a voice for Christ. Amen? Jesus did not save you to have a private faith. He says just the opposite. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Tell the world what great things I've done for you. All those trials and tribulations that you were going through, and I carried you. It was me. Go tell others what I can do for them. John the Baptist, I love this. He says, I'm just a voice. He was the son of a high priest, Zacharias. Never brought it up. I'm just a voice, crying in the wilderness. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, something so short but so powerful. Listen to what he wrote. He said, I believed, therefore I spoke. That's powerful. The Apostle John, Apostle Paul, he said, I believed in Christ in my heart. True belief, so I spoke to others. Same thing with John the Baptist. He was saying, I'm just a voice leading others to Christ. Right? We plant the seed, we water, God gives the increase. Just a voice. Just a voice crying in the wilderness. In other words, I'm preaching Christ that you may know how to get right with God before you die. Before you take your last breath, how you can get right with God. You know what John's saying? So clearly in this text, John the Baptist saying, it's not about me. It's about him who's standing in the water beside me. Jesus was beside him in the water, watching this. It's not about me. It's about him. Powerful. I thought to myself, as I was putting together this sermon this week, if we could just be a little more like John the Baptist and not make our ministries about us, how much more could the churches in the world today accomplish if they didn't make their ministries about themselves? All you hear on these big platform churches is, buy my book. Buy my CDs. Come to my big show. Come see my big band. Watch my show on TV. It's all about them. What if the churches could be more like John the Baptist and say, I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness, telling others about Jesus Christ. It's not about me, it's about him. It's all about Jesus Christ. Oh, if our churches with these big platforms, they've got 50,000 people in the Colosseums, and they're talking about their books and their bands and their CDs. Oh, what they could do if they would just say, I'm just a voice. I want to tell you about Jesus Christ, my Lord. That's it. I'm nothing more, nothing less. I'm a servant of Christ. Man, this world would be a lot different. Let's take a look at verse 24 and 25. It says, now those who were sent were from the Pharisees, he tells us, right? John confirmed who they were. And they asked John. See, they're not letting up, right? You can see this in the text, right? Not going to let up. These wicked people. Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? They continue to challenge John the Baptist. Why are you baptizing these people? Who do you think you are? Who commissioned you? Who ordained you? These people were so filthy inside. Thousands of people were going to John the Baptist to be baptized, and it truly bothered them. Because these big religious leaders, as we read through the things, they want the glory. They want the glory. These Pharisees, these priests, they were full of themselves. Do you remember these same Pharisees, as you read through the scripture, challenged Jesus' authority about John the Baptist? You remember that story in the Bible? If you brought your Bible with you, I want to share it with you. If you brought your Bible with you this morning, turn to Mark 11. I promise I'll have you out of here by 2 o'clock. Tony, lock the doors. You got to stay. You're in till the end. Mark chapter 11. These same Pharisees now are going to, they're going to challenge the Lord. They were so blind, so lost. They're going to challenge Jesus' authority about John the Baptist. It's Mark chapter 11. I'll let you get there. Mark chapter 11, I want you to go down to verse 27. You can use the Pew Bibles if you want. I don't know what page it's on if you didn't bring your Bible. 1566? Thank you. You want to use one of the Pew Bibles, take a look at this. Mark 11, verse 27 through 33. I'll go ahead and read it. It says, then they, these same Pharisees, these same people, came to Jerusalem, and as he, Jesus, was walking into the temple, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to him. This is part of the same people. And they said to Jesus, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you the authority to do these things? But Jesus answered and said to them, I also will ask you one question. Then answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, he's quizzing them now in the baptism of John, exactly what we're reading about. He's going to quiz them because he knows they're so lost and so blind. Jesus, you see Jesus, someone asked him a question, he asked a question back. Right? He says, answer me this. And they reason among themselves. Right? Well, he says, I'm sorry, skip one here. But then Jesus said to them, I will ask you one question and you answer me, and I will tell you what authority I do these things. He says, the baptism of John, was it from heaven or was it from men? Jesus says, answer me to these same blind Pharisees. And they reason among themselves, the scriptures say, and they said, well, if we say it was from heaven, he will say, then why didn't you believe him? But if we say from men, they feared the people. There were a lot of multitudes of people. For all counted John to be a prophet indeed. So they answered and said to Jesus, we do not know. Playing a safe game. And Jesus answered and said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Stopped them dead in their tracks. You're not going to answer me, I'm not going to answer you. These false religious priests were lost and blind to the truth. We know that John the Baptist was sent from God, from heaven, right? We know the answer. We went over in the same chapter, right? Verse 6, it says, there was a man sent from God, whose name was John, John the Baptist, right? So we know he was sent from heaven. So these Pharisees, back to our passage, they asked John the Baptist, why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? And here's John's answer right here to him in verse 26 and 27. John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there stands one among you in the water, whom you do not know. It is he who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loosen. You know what John was saying to these Pharisees, these religious leaders? It's not about me. It's about the one among you. And listen to what he says. Tragic. Who you do not know. Which means you're spiritually dead. Right? The Bible tells us we are spiritually dead until we become saved. And Jesus, we are made alive together with Christ. Our spirit comes alive in Christ. He says, you do not know. John's telling him, this ministry doesn't come from you, it comes from another. And the one who is among you, whom you do not know, standing among you, listen to John the Baptist, how he humbles himself. Whose sandal straps, I'm not even worthy to untie. That's how holy he is. He's the Christ. John the Baptist humbled himself. John the Baptist was such a humble man, but such a passionate preacher. And the people, they took notice, and they bought into the truth that he was preaching. He said, he was preferred before me. He was before me. It's all about him. It's not about me. Then in our final verse, verse 28, the Apostle John tells us where this took place. He said, these things were done in Bethabara beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. So John the Apostle, John wants us to know where this took place. Before I close, the main takeaway from this passage, John the Baptist said, I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness, telling others about Jesus Christ. We should feel the same way as Christians. John said, it's not about me. It's all about Christ. John the Baptist had such a simple message. Someone who was greatly anointed by God. He was sent from God, scriptures tell us. Greatly anointed, and he had such a simple message to the people. Repent and believe in Jesus Christ to be saved. Place your faith and trust in Christ and Christ alone to be saved. So simple. You say to yourself, really, is it that simple to become saved? Yes, it's that simple if you mean it and you truly believe. Do you know God's will for your life and my life? That we would believe in His Son. That we would believe in His Son. That's God's will for you and for me, that we would believe in His Son. Amen? Let's pray. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for speaking to us through your word this morning, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us be a better voice for you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Step up and tell other people what great things you have done for us, Lord. How you saved us from our sin. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.